And for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Councilmember Edelman has been excused.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Councilmember Wisnowski has been excused. So do we have a motion for the agenda review and approval?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There are no appointments or announcements. I would accept a motion for the consent agenda.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Oh, you seconded it. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So the first item on the agenda is a resolution approving a vehicle purchase for community development. Oh, where does the consent agenda shut off?
After eight. After number eight, send a word to
public. Oh, okay. Oh, my. Okay. Excuse me. So it's now time for a first public comments. Please come up to the podium and state your city of residence and your name, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone wishing to address council? Gary?
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to the city council. Gary Davis, Black Diamond, live up on Lawson Hill. Just to satisfy my curiosity, you've got a comment here about the sale of former sewage lagoon property to Palmer Coke and Coal Company. Was that a piece of property that there was some sort of arrangement to return it to the coal company when the city was done with it? Was it something we got from Palmer? I can't remember.
Yes.
Okay.
We purchased the property from them, and then we have to...
Right, that's what I thought. I was just refreshing my memory on that. Uh-huh. I wanted to make sure it wasn't something different. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Is anybody else wishing to address council? Robin?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I think I have a history in this city of championing the voice of the citizen and standing up for citizens' voices to be heard with the council and government in general. And I'm going to bring up another topic that I've spoke on before, and that is public comments after the consent agenda, especially since the consent agenda tonight holds two-thirds more business than what the unfinished business that you are going to actually talk about tonight. And I'm concerned, you know, Gary Davis just spoke about the sewage lagoon property, had a question about that. But all this has already been voted on, and nobody knows anything other than what was in the packet. Now, the agenda is in the council's purview because the format of it is in the council rules. I know it takes four votes to change the council rules, but I would highly encourage you to put the public comments before the consent agenda. And I, again, want to stress greatly that even though the documents are online and I can look them up, I want to know what my elected officials think about these things that are in the consent agenda beyond the claim checks and the minutes. I want to know what you think about it. I want to know what these things are that are coming up. I don't care that they're in the budget. I'm quite involved with the city, and I don't know everything that's in the budget, so why should I have to look these things up? Now, I could send you all emails about every one of these things, but you know me. I want my comments on the public record. That's why I get up here and say it. I'm not going to email you because this is where I want my voice heard, is here in the public forum. And I really believe that the consent agenda needs to be after the public comments, especially if you're going to put the bulk of the business in the consent agenda. The public comments need to come first. And I really think you people need to be talking about what you're voting in on the consent agenda, not just something that's posted to the website. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. We have no public hearings or unfinished business. We have a ordinance granting a non-exclusive telecommunication franchise to MCI Metro Access Transmission Service Corporation, doing business as Verizon. And Mr. Botcher is not here tonight, so the attorney is going to, Mr. Linehan is going to address this issue.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. This item before you was actually, this is the second time it's been in front of you. For state law, it has to take two touches in front of the council before the council can vote to approve or deny. This franchise would give the city permission to MCI Metro Access Transmission Services Corp., doing business as Verizon Access Transmission Services, the right to use certain portions of the city right-of-way to install fiber optic cables. And essentially, my understanding of their business model for this particular process is to create redundant and higher capacity transmission lines in between the cell towers so that your cell service, your phone data is more robust, better connections, more redundancy, improving cell service in the area, and then also creating the opportunity for them to give direct access to businesses who want to connect their businesses to high-capacity fiber optic cable for high-speed internet and data transmission. So that's what this contract would be for. It's essentially just a contract that is in the form of an ordinance because that's what state law contemplates. And if you have any questions about it, I'd be happy to attempt to answer them, although highly technical ones I may not be able to.
Councilmember Deedy.
So we have other telecommunication companies here that we already grant this to. So I don't see any issue of doing the same for this company and adding better access to the internet to our residents and businesses would be a great help. I know that I have another, I don't have Verizon, but I have another company that would help if they bettered their service out here as well.
Yeah. And this is actually something that, because I work with many different cities, I've seen this exact same process go through numerous other cities. And this is a form of agreement that many other cities have adopted, so it's been vetted through multiple different types of councils, different types of cities, and I think embeds a lot of protection for the city in terms of protection of its roadways, making sure that things are restored and maintained properly, and that if the city needs to move its own or do some project of its own, Verizon's on the hook to move their own facilities at their own cost. Not shifting any burdens onto the city.
Thank you.
Councilmember Stout.
As we discussed this at a Public Works Committee meeting, my questions were answered. This doesn't give them carte blanche to do whatever they want. They still have to apply for permits and
Correct.
Make sure that they're following whatever is in place that the city has set down. So it, as I understand it, is pretty standard. It sure has a lot of details about their liability, responsibilities. So it seems like it's standard contract, protects the city, and sets forth what they need to do to stay in tune with whatever we already have in place.
Yeah, correct. This is an overarching kind of how we'll generally handle their permitting, but the permits themselves, whenever they come in to do actual work to install, they've got to go through the standard permitting process that everyone else does.
So I make a motion to adopt ordinance number 18-1106, granting to MCI Metro Access Transmission Service Corp., a Delaware corporation, D/B/A, Verizon Access Transmission Services, a non-exclusive telecommunication franchise to install, construct, maintain, repair, and operate a telecommunication system within the public right-of-ways, providing for severability, and establish an effective date.
Second.
forward to that one.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is the resolution approving the village's MPD 10 Trails PP1A Division 1 Final Plat Alteration. Mr. Williamson.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, council members. I think all of you have the package in front of you, and either most of you have gone to visit me or called me or had discussion on this. What this is under Black Diamond Municipal Code. It is a correction of plat. It's a formal process. More than one council member asked me, why are we doing this? Why are we doing it? And it's because the code says you will help us when we need to make these minor amendments to the final plat. For everybody that in the audience or those listening, what we're actually amending and what we're moving is a utility easement that went down track S. If you look at the map that we've included, track S is also known as Main Street, which is a private-owned street within the commercial areas of the 10 Trails thing. Once the utility track was laid on there and additional planning of the buildings was incorporated, it just didn't work right. It just didn't ultimately have the feel that we thought we wanted on that Main Street Avenue. This, by amending this and moving that utility easement off there, because it was a redundant utility easement, because those are allowed within Tract S anyways, but we had put the utility easement on the lots that we talked about. We were able to then realign the road a little bit and put in more parking that will be in there, and actually we're able to encompass and build out more of a pedestrian plaza that we're thinking is going to be really energize the area there, and kind of gets to that feel that we're trying to design in there. So we went through this. This is a request by Oak Point. You have my staff report in front of you. David has reviewed all this, and David had presented the resolution that you have before you tonight and worked on us with that. So to answer any questions, but it's more just a technicality of removing utility easements on that so we can realign it with some parking and some additional amenities that would be better for the project.
Councilmember Deedy?
So in reading that, I didn't see any issues with removing that utility easement. And I think it's more beneficial in there to have parking and another pedestrian area in there than to have that utility easement in there. So I am fully supportive of doing that.
Thank you.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Yes, I actually agree with Tammy here. And I had a chance to sit down with you, Andy, and you thankfully were able to, you know, explain all this to me and so I can understand it better and after reading it. So I'm in favor of it also.
So I make a motion to adopt resolution number 18-1274 for the village's MPD 10 Trails PP1A Division 1 Final Plat Alteration.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
So now it's time for department reports. Chief Smith.
It is.
Yeah, I know. Still too low.
He said it wasn't tall enough. We need a shorter chief. Thank you.
Then I could finally be a fighter pilot.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. Perfect.
Good evening, Council Mayor. Greg Smith, Fire Chief, and I live in Enumclaw. Not that I don't love Black Diamond. Just happen to live there. So is your police chief, who's not here tonight, so I'm going to make her report, too. But no, I'm not. I told her I was going to. Yeah. But okay, so Volunteer Recruit Academy has started, and that will graduate on March 9th. And I'm going to let you know, probably send you an invite closer to that date so you know when that is. And that will take place at Kent Lake School. First time we've had the graduation at the high school. We've always held it in our apparatus bay at Stage 95. So it'll be quite a change because it's like having a graduation in a garage when you have it in the apparatus bay at the fire station. So anyway, I will let you know and send you an invite when we get closer to that. Our new career firefighter who began the academy at South King or the South King Training Consortium, he'll be graduating in January, and I'll give you a specific date on that when that gets closer. I'm not sure of the exact date. And we've been receiving good reports on his progress at the training academy. Very hard academy to go through, physically and mentally. We lifted the burn ban, and that's in the district, not in the city. So outside the city, with a permit from the fire department, you can burn yard vegetation waste in your yard. You can't do that in the city, but you can have a recreational fire. And if you want information about that, you can log on to our webpage and go to our burn permit page, and there's a PDF there that talks about recreational fires. Basically, recreational fires are like a campfire. You have to use seasoned firewood, so you can't chop some limbs out of your house or out of your yard and then go out and start burning them and say, oh, it's a recreational fire. That won't work. So, let's see. So for September, incidents in Black Diamond, there was two fire calls. Both, there was no fire loss, so I'm assuming that both those were either turned out to be nothing or there was no actual fire. 40 EMS calls, emergency medical services. One hazardous condition, I think that was a line down, power line down. 6 service calls, and those are anything from people with broken water lines in their home to sometimes people come home from the hospital and they need help getting somebody in back into their house. So those are what we call service calls. For good intent, that's typically where somebody thinks there's an emergency and there really isn't. And we had 3 false calls. Typically those are generated by fire alarms. So there was 56 incidents in the city of Black Diamond last month, 1.8 incidents per day is what that average is. The paper I handed you today, I met with Andy today and looked at this is the preliminary site that we're looking at for the new fire station on Lawson Hill. So, the fire department, the fire chief has agreed that yes, this is our number one choice for a fire station, new fire station in Black Diamond. And so now I know there's some other hoops you have to jump through in order to make this happen, and I don't think I should be the one that speaks to that. I think probably Andy would probably be the one that would talk about what the process is going forward if you're interested in that. He probably could give you a report on that. I don't know if you're interested in doing that tonight or if you want to do that later. That's up to the council. I don't have any. Do you have anything, Chief Barrow? Chief Barrow's been in Texas, so. Did you bring back any barbecue or anything? Or no? No, nothing to add. Okay. So, nothing good. we have one more concert at the amphitheater this year, Friday night, and it's a country western. And it actually has pyro, so that's be the first time we've seen country western with pyro. We're happy because, Robert retired, and he used to do we would fill in for him once in a while, but since he's retired, I think we've done 14 concerts. Most of those are on Fridays and Saturdays, and sometimes, we start at 9 in the morning and get out of there at 2 o'clock in the morning. So we'll be glad when the concert season is done. I think that's about all I have for a report. Are there any questions? Oh, one more thing. I attended the Green Valley Lake Holmes Association meeting last night. There was probably about 125 people there, really well attended. And there was some gentlemen from King County there that were giving a report. And so afterwards they asked, there was 4 of us up on a panel,
And they're the ones that got all the questions. And they were asking about Black Diamond, you know, why did the county approve what's going on in Black Diamond, and where is Black Diamond getting all of its water? And so there's still a lot of misinformation in the peripheral, and probably even Black Diamond itself. So anyway, that's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you. Andy? Mr. Williamson?
Thank you, Mayor. Andy Williamson, Master Development Review Team. So what you have in front of you is what I had mentioned at your last work study when you were having the discussion that we had been moving forward with a parcel of property. In the development agreement, it lists three parcels, and there is a process if we have to bring on an additional additional parcel that we hadn't included. So David and I will be working over the course of to get the right paperwork through per the development agreement and have an agreement with Oak Point to have this become the choice. In the development agreement, it says you'll go through the process. You'll pick a site. So we are moving forward with this as our preferred site out of those. Then we'll do the analysis on the property. There's a lot of stuff to still move forward, but it is of high level of concern. Our city staff, be it my department, we work partners with Barb in the community development process. Mm-hmm. So we'll all be helping kind of carry the load to move the fire station forward. It is of importance to us as much as it's clearly of importance to the city council that we've heard over the last few meetings to move forward with the fire station. So with Chief Barlow's Chief Smith's acknowledgement of that's the site, we'll now be moving our efforts towards that site. A couple other things I'd like to update you on from the MDRT department is the chief is right. There is a lot of interesting rumors, I guess would be the only word to put it out there. So for the record, we have more than enough water for the MPD, and the master plan development is on sewer. They are not, the porta potties are out there for the construction workers, not the houses. They have sewer. There is a sewer lift station. So I was informed by a citizen that they knew that. So there is sewer there. So that's funny. I do appreciate a couple council members came in and had concern over the last week about early construction hour works being done. And I guess there was quite a bit on the local community Facebook pages that I'm not part of that. But I will say the noise control hotline works really good, you know, and it's directly to my computer. So we had a lot of complaints, and it wasn't the 10 trails and it wasn't MPDs. It was a Palmer Coke and Cole piece. And Barb took action and addressed that with the property owner right away to make sure that they clearly understood what was going on. What I would encourage the council is we've, as we move down the continuation of final platting, the next final plat coming before us is going to be the largest final plat that we've done. So I'd encourage you that I'm working on it now through the process of the paperwork to make a time over the next couple of weeks to come in and meet with me so that we can actually walk you through this one like we have on the other ones. Because it's large, it is a lot of lots. It's the configuration. There's walls. There's a lot of elements in this next one as we're moving forward. So I would encourage you to come in, make a time. We can take you out on the site, show you what it is. And we are also moving forward on the clear and grade of 2A, the next division. So we are moving forward with the clear and grade, putting that to bed for the winter. We've done some work until so you see a lot of hydro seedings going on out there right now. So that's our winterization stabilization plan. We are very lucky. Our two inspectors are CECL trained, and one of ours is actually nationally certified as stormwater control inspector. So that's our emphasis right now is getting the project, winterizing it, getting it ready. We'll still continue to work through and do the utilities around that. So everybody's question is, where are we at on commercial? We are very close to the commercial. We had sent 12 comments back to the applicant on the first two large commercial buildings. They responded back to us. We are finalizing our comments, and we are hopeful that we'll be issuing that permit in the next couple of weeks. So we're very close to the commercial. Then we'll do all the infrastructure for the commercial. So just because we issue the permit, buildings don't go up the next day. So hold back your expectations. You know, we still have to do all the infrastructure, and then the buildings will go up. But I think you'll be very pleased with what they've designed and the elements. If you see the rock that they've done on the restrooms, you've seen those elements. You've seen the rock that they did at front of the Welcome Center, the large beams, the column of those things. It's that same type of architect that will be with their commercial building. So we're really pleased with that. And if any of you had any questions, I would answer those. Or if not, I'm no. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Esping.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Kevin Esping. Tonight's hat is Emergency Management Director. And I just wanted to let you know I attended the Maple Valley Emergency Preparedness Fair this weekend, and Covington, Black Diamond, Maple Valley Cities were sponsors of that. Great success. The mayor could not even find a place to park to show up. Janie made it. I know you were all busy with the 10 trails thing that weekend, but I did publicly want to thank Gary Davis. He donated over 100 flashlights, which bailed me out, which was very helpful for giveaways. For that this weekend, and they went quickly, and the kids loved the little clip-on type flashlights for their backpack, so that went well. Officer Henrich also attended. I brought the police boat down for the day, and he hung out with that and let kids climb all over the boat, and so it was a good event and very well attended. So I just wanted to let you know that. Oh, and also I attended the King County Annual Winter Preparedness Workshop this week, and there's no news from the National Weather Service as to what to expect this year. We're kind of in that neutral zone. Usually they give us a little bit of an indication whether we might have a cold winter or a wet winter. They didn't really have anything to report. It was just kind of wait and see. So the best thing is for all of us to just be prepared for the worst, and we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Kincaid?
Barb Kincaid, Community Development Director, and good evening, Mayor, Council members. So the two high points in the Community Development Department are that we finally hired a building official for the department, for the city, and we've been, as you know, without our own staff employee for many years, so we're excited about that. I think that'll be just so much better for the citizens to have one person that's constantly, you know, that can help them answer their questions and do the inspections instead of kind of a revolving door under the contract arrangement we had. The other big item is that the Planning Commission finished up and will be bringing a recommendation on the comprehensive plan update to you. So we'll be bringing that probably in October. At least the chair will deliver the draft plan with the recommendation, and then you'll begin your process of your review and formal process, whether or not you determine that you need to hold another hearing and go through that. But and in the department, we're very busy. Lots of building permits that are being generated from these plats that you keep finalizing. We're grateful for that. And there's a lot of energy outside of the MPD. We're seeing many property owners coming in with short plats. And, you know, you've got the business being constructed right now. So the Provident Electric business off of 169. And then there's another commercial entity called Spartan that has been working with the city. So I think that they're getting close to maybe getting their permits to start more construction. So it's a really busy time. We have a lot of people coming in and calling about what can they do with their property because there's just all this synergy right now in the city. So thank you.
So do we have any more department reports? Okay, so I attended on 9/27 the Ruckels House GME workshop in Issaquah, and it was kind of interesting. It's the groundwork that they're doing to decide if they need to change the Growth Management Act, and they're having, I think it's 26 workshops across the state, and they're about halfway through them, so they're going to be, Ruckelhaus is a combination of Washington State and the University of Washington, that they're a research entity that is very highly regarded, that they make recommendations to people, and they were asked or hired to figure out if the GMA is working, and so those were the questions we were asked, what's working, what's not working, and there's a lot of things that aren't working, but there were some things that were working for some of the cities. So, and then on 9/29, I attended the Hometown Harvest with a ribbon cutting at 10 Trails, and I think it's their final little party for the year, and it was extremely well attended. I was really pleased. There was people that came at all the old, I shouldn't say old. All the previous former mayors were there and got to participate in the ribbon cutting and the raising of the flag. So it was a pretty good ceremony. People were really happy with everything that happened, and just all day long they had events mostly for children, and Blitz, the mascot from Seahawks, was there and took pictures with my nieces and me, and so there was a lot of people that got their pictures taken, and he participated in a bunch of the kids' games, so it was really, really fun. So, and then on Tuesday I attended the Southeast Area Legislative Transportation Coalition in Covington, talking about what our legislative agenda is going to be and how we can get other mayors other than just Covington and Black Diamond and Maple Valley, if we need to include, because and Issaquah is now involved, if we can get North Bend and Snoqualmie involved, because we're talking about Highway 18 and the interchange at Highway 18 and I-90. And I think that it would help if we could even get the Port of Seattle involved with the 18, because it's a way for transportation to get to the ports. And so, anyway, we've been working towards that goal, whatever our legislative agenda is going to be together, because as a bigger group, we have more power than just having a smaller group. So, Councilmember Deedy.
Okay, so Kevin Espin forgot to mention that he got the lights replaced in the gym instead of having half turn off and half stay on, whatever, during gym activities. So now they stay on. We do have a little bit of a fan issue that's a little loud, but that's not your fault. So thank you for getting that done. That was through Puget Sound Energy, a grant. And also, Kevin's working on getting that gym to be a cooling center, so that'll be nice to get that going. Attended the 10 Trails Fall Harvest. I could only be there for a couple of hours. Went up to see my daughter at Western College. So I'd like to thank 10 Trails for the $5,000 to the community center. That's always very helpful for us, and especially at this time when we start our biggest auction on Saturday to carry us through for the next year. So thank you to 10 Trails. Let's see. I'll just talk a little bit about the consent agenda. On the vehicle purchase, that is for the code enforcer. So he has a vehicle to run around the city and not use his own vehicle, which I think makes sense, and that is in the budget, so he can put his tools and whatever he needs to do so. I'd like to welcome Steve Jensen and Weston Butt to the Planning Commission. I believe they were the only two that applied. So they're the lucky ones to get the seats. The grant for Covington Creek is the design of the Covington Creek culvert. So that's, you know, a good thing to have to get it going. And let's see, the sale, you know, we already talked about the sewer lagoon, so we purchased it, and then the agreement was once we were done, we would sell it back to the original seller. And then the water quality improvement project, stormwater runoff, purchase property. So I don't mind to change it to vote on or talk about and then vote on to have public comment before the consent or before the consent agenda is passed. I see no issue with that. I mean, it doesn't bother me to change it. And then I had so much stuff to talk about. But I'll leave it at that. So maybe next council meeting when the other two members are here, we can discuss about changing the public comment before consent agenda is passed.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Thank you. Kind of a quiet week, but just the last one we did, I attended the budget work study on the 27th. Also attended, I was kind of bummed I didn't attend the emergency preparedness down at the Rock Creek. So it was attending my son's senior pictures since I was senior graduating this year, but was able to attend the hometown harvest at 10 Trails. Great grand opening, like Mayor said, ribbon cutting was beautiful. Well done, put together the families. You guys just do a great job doing that. So thanks for opening up your guys' arms and letting the community enjoy that. I met with Andy on the 1st regarding some agenda items today that we passed on. Also today met with Chief of Police, and we went over some of the budget issues and questions I had regarding moving forward with the police and forward with our forward budget. So that was kind of nice to sit down with her one-on-one and get some questions answered. Also attended the safety meeting today with Tammy. Other than that, yes, Robin Taylor, I have no concerns with public comments before that. If the people want to hear and comment on the consent agenda, it really doesn't bother me either way. If that would be something we can, like Tammy said, I'd be okay with listening to that and talking to the other council members about that in the future. So I think that's great, and then I will start doing my do better on speaking on those. Just a little gun shy still. Thanks.
Councilmember Stout.
Thank you. I attended a a public works meeting where we discussed several of the items that are on the agenda for tonight. Those things that are on the consent agenda, the resale of the sewer lagoon back to the original owner, the grants that we received for the Covington Creek culvert, and a grant for water quality improvement. I would just like to say that Scott Hannes works really hard. He's kind of a behind-the-scenes guy. We don't see him here too much, but he works with Seth Botcher, and he's our grant guy, and he does a really good job of getting money for the city. I wouldn't swear to it, but I think what he said was that the amount of money in the grant for the culvert, for the Covington Creek culvert design, is more money than it will cost. So we won't even have to spend all that money. And this is a reimbursement kind of a thing. We don't just get a pile of money and spend it. We do the work, and then we get reimbursed for it. But it's actually a grant that will cover more, and there's no matching. So the city doesn't have to put in our, 10 cents or our 50 cents or even necessarily staff time. So he does a good job making sure that the city gets what it needs. And this Covington Creek culvert has been a problem. We thought we were going to be able to do a certain thing, and then rules changed. I think federal rules changed, and then we were kind of up a creek, up a Covington Creek, and we were going to be in some trouble. And he went out and got this grant to help us get through that problem. So I'm really pleased with his work there. And like I said, he's kind of a backseat guy. He doesn't like to take a lot of grandstanding. So he did a good job there. Did I already say I went to the Finance Committee meeting where we review, I'm not sure if the citizens know, but we review every expenditure that the city has. And it's like the checkbook comes to the desk, and we go through page by page everything. And when there are, you know, just like doing your own checkbook at home, sometimes something goes a little sideways. But Shane O'Neill, who is also one of those backseat kind of guys, he works right with Mae Miller, he will track down, he's a penny pincher, and he will find where did that money go and what was it about and what was it for, and, hey, give us a refund because you charged us twice or whatever. And that does happen sometimes where he's like, what are you talking about? We're not going to pay that. So he does a good job. I think it's good for the citizens to know that we have exemplary staff who work for the benefit of the city, and they do a good job. I attended the work study that we were discussing finances, and especially we had some background information to help us understand what's going forward with the upcoming budget approval that we'll be needing to work on for next year. I also attended the Hometown Social. What I really enjoy about those events is having a central location in a beautiful area, beautifully landscaped, beautiful parks, where we can mill around and run into our neighbors and just kind of hobnob and really have a great time. Sit down and listen to a concert and watch some really goopy-looking pumpkins go into the backs of people's cars. Like, ooh, I'm not sure how you can get that home. But the kids have so much fun, and it's just good to be out in the community and see our neighbors. I see lots of people. I don't even talk to everybody. I'm like, oh, they were there, they were there. But it really is a really great event, and I want to thank Ten Trails for sponsoring those activities. And we wanted to know what's coming next. So maybe something for the holidays, but probably not too much through the winter. And then we'll be back at it with probably a lot more residents out there in Ten Trails, so that's a good thing. And then I was able to visit with Andy Williamson and talk about the item tonight for the changes. To me, this realignment of easements, et cetera, just makes the puzzle a little bit more user-friendly. I think it's just a standard situation where you get going on a project and you're like, that doesn't make sense. Let's kind of fix this. It doesn't really change anything to the footprint. It just makes the whole project a little more cohesive, and I appreciate them working on that. And that's my report for tonight. Thank you.
Mayor Benson.
Councilmember Deedy.
If council members don't mind, I did forget one thing, but I think it is important for citizens, if they did receive this in the mail like I did. And this is from Seth Botcher. It just says, attention, we have records that you have an in-ground landscape irrigation system. If there was a loss in public water system pressure, these systems can drain contaminated water back into the public water system, as well as present a health risk to the surrounding neighborhood. Washington State Department of Health requires that we make sure that any fixture that presents a backflow contamination risk has an appropriate backflow assembly installed and tested annually. So I have a sprinkler system. So when I called Seth to talk about this, he said that I need to get that tested by looks like BSI, and it was about looks like around $50 to get it tested. And then if I don't have a double backflow shut off valve or something, I need to get that installed. So, yeah, shut off. So I just want to let people know that this is a requirement, and it's a requirement yearly to do. So we've had built our house since 21 years now, or 22, that we've never had this done. So I was kind of curious, you know, why now? But it's something that the city needs to do. And so I will be complying with this, and just wanted to let everybody know that this is something that the city just didn't decide had to be done. It's something that has to be done, and the city is going to enforce this. I asked Seth, you know, what the ramifications are if you don't. One of them is to shut off your water. So you need to follow this and follow through. So just wanted everybody a heads up that this should have came to you within the last few days.
So do we have an attorney report?
Not tonight, Mayor.
Okay, so now it's time for our second public comments. Those wishing to address council, please step up to the podium and state your city of residence and your name and your city of residence, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is anybody wishing to address council? Kristen?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Kristen Bryant. I live in Bellevue. And as you know, I've been coming to a lot of the meetings over the last several years because I grew up here and want to keep on top of development and related concerns for the creeks and the environment. But the reason I'm making comment right now is because I think it's worthwhile to point out that for the last 2 years before this, Councilmember Morgan in particular advocated and voted for repeatedly that the public comment should come before the consent agenda, and that was the rule. At one time, and it is a problem that its public comment comes after the consent agenda, as she well explained. And I remember that Councilmembers Deedy and Edelman at one time also didn't have an issue with that, so I hope it will change. Thank you.
Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Thank you for speaking to some of those issues that were in the consent agenda. My main issue is for those things not to be in the consent agenda so I can understand and know for certain that my elected officials understand what they're voting on. That is very important to me, because if you just vote on things without discussing it or talking about it, then you're right back where we were 2 years ago with a council that didn't debate anything and just passed or didn't pass without any explanation whatsoever. So I want you to consider the format of the consent agenda in particular. What if that got into the hands of another rogue council or a rogue mayor, which we have had before, not saying that the current Mayor Benson is rogue. She's not. She's very excellent, and I support her. But I just want you to consider, what if this format was in the hands of another rogue council and a rogue mayor? They could poke anything into that consent agenda and pass it, and nobody knows what's going on. So I highly, highly encourage you to please, please, please take stuff out of that consent agenda so you can talk about it and vote on it, so that the citizens know you know what you're voting on. Otherwise, you can hide behind a consent agenda and you don't do your homework, and nobody knows any different. So please, please consider taking that stuff out of the consent agenda. We don't have that much business. It would be four-hour meetings, not anymore. So please do that. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. I would entertain a motion to... Oh, there is no executive session. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.